Oh, it's great to be in New Bedford, and the collection that's been assembled here is remarkable. You'll never see this group of paintings presented like this anywhere, and so it's just amazing. Ryder, to me, is he's an artist that just simply resonates. All the history and all the backstory and all of that stuff is important and it's great, but when it really comes down to it, does a painting just reach out and speak to you? Does it go right into your heart, into your gut, and say, hey, there's something going on here? And Ryder paintings do that for me. And as has been mentioned, they do make a good barometer. You know, if something seems promising, then you know, you might be on the right track, like a Ryder painting would be. Ryder worked a lot in the dark and with dark tones, and not dark ideas in the negative sense, but it's an interesting place, and a lot of painters don't go there. I've been doing photography in the dark with using moonlight as a light source. And Ryder also worked with moonlight and did it in an extraordinary way. And so that's something that I look at as a reference. And the more I work at it, the more I see his observation and his ability to record things that it's really hard to understand how he could see them because it's the dark, and yet he's able to recreate these moments. We see a lot more now with contemporary photography aiding our vision. In the 19th century, he didn't have that. And so there's an admiration for his technique and his ability. But at the end of the day, it's the emotional quality that he can produce in these pieces. And again, I've got it. It's done. They're never done. You know, they just go and go. So I recommend them highly.